Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You know, I have to tell you, when I look at my son, Andrew, sometimes I get jealous. I really do. I get jealous because I'm like, wow, I wish that my mother, when I was in college, was in a position to pay tuition and for the room and food. And I didn't have to worry about anything except school. But that's not the reality for a lot of college students. As funding is cut across the board for post-secondary education, money is not available for kids to go to college the way that it used to be. And we have a lot of students who are working one and two jobs, who are catching the bus to get to a job because they don't have a car, and then trying to get back to college so that they could take nighttime classes or early morning classes, and they're half asleep because they've been working all night trying to pay tuition, or being called to the front of the class and slipped a piece of paper or a note by a professor, or sent an email from a professor to say, don't come to class because you're not on the roster. You have made that tuition payment installment. That's the reality. And you know, thankfully, here in the great state of Minnesota, if you are a resident and your parents make under a certain amount of money, you can have tuition free of charge. But that doesn't include books or fees or room and board. So there's still a cost to pay. And I'm so grateful for organizations here in the Twin Cities that do so much to help college students. And I'm particularly fond of, you know, journalism students because I was one. I'm a professor at the University of Minnesota teaching podcasting and intro to podcasting. And so I see it. I see the struggle across the board, whether the student is white, black, or other. The struggle for a lot of parents is real to keep their kids in college without going into debt. And so I'm so glad that Sherry Curry is joining me today on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, because you've got an event coming up that is specifically designed to help broadcasting students who are going to college defer some of that cost and take care of some of those fees. And I just have to say thank you so much to the journalists here in the Twin Cities from my community, the African-American community, and the organization that you are with for all that you do, whether it is mentoring or gathering or raising money. You all do a lot. We all do a lot to try to make sure that these kids stay in college.
Yes. Good morning, Shaletta.
Hey, yeah, girl.
Hi. So with the National Association of Black Journalists Minnesota chapter, we are formerly called the Twin Cities Black Journalist Group, right? We do this fundraiser every year, and thankfully with Park Tavern, who donates space to us, for us to have a bowling event there, and we invite people to come out to bowl with us. And the cost of it goes towards college scholarships. And primarily, it helps to fund some internships with local news organizations, whether it's the Spokesman, Sahan Journal. We have helped to kind of co-pay for internships for journalism students, but also scholarships for them to attend the national convention and career fair, because we also know how difficult it is to find a job. Mm-hmm. For any profession, for college grads, right after graduation. So we get them started early with being able to network with journalists nationwide to find those career opportunities.
And we're talking about the National Association of Black Journalists Minnesota annual bowling fundraiser. It's taking place this Wednesday, November 20th, from 5:30 to 8 p.m. at Park Tavern in St. Louis Park. And, you know, this funding is going to go to journalist scholarships. And, you know, I know, Sheree, you know, when I was in school, a lot of us could not afford to do an internship because we couldn't afford to do it for free. And so the money that you put up for the Sohan Journal or the Spokesman Recorder to be able to pay these interns so that they can work and can get that experience while they're getting their degree. Talk to me about the importance of that.
Right. Yeah. Highly important. One, you know, the number of black journalists overall is it's 6% of reporting positions in U.S. newsrooms. And that's according to a Pew Research study. And, you know, we are 12, 13% of the population and only have 6% of black journalists. So we really want to help, you know, educate and encourage college students to be journalists. And so to be able to do that, right, internships are highly important for them to be able to have that career experience. Because so many others, right, may get that experience. Others who are not black may get some of that work experience. And it kind of leaves some of ours students behind. So to be able to give them that internship possibilities, to be able to go to national or a network here locally, and our organization helps provide that, putting on a variety of events for them to network with local journalists as well. This is, yeah, to help boost that workforce. You know, we also know that, you know, anybody, regardless of their race, the media, they're highly suspicious of the media these days. And when you look at the black community, 2/3 of black adults, about 53%, think that the news that's being covered about the black people, black community, is negative. And they feel that it's better covered by black journalists. It doesn't have to be only covered by black journalists, but that they get a better understanding, a better look at the community when they have black journalists covering the news from the community.
And in the newsroom, I was an assignments editor. That's my, you know, profession. That is my skill set. Don't let these baby books and, you know, these shows and podcasts fool you. My job is to find people who don't want to be found and then get them to talk. And, you know, what I remember in newsrooms, whether it was I was in Louisiana or Texas or Ohio or here in Minnesota, is that when we would, you know, decide on stories and we would have our meetings and we would talk about, you know, news of the day. You know, I wanted to make sure that there was some positive stories that represented communities of color. And so it wasn't just mugshot, mugshot, mugshot. Well, if you're doing a story about a dentist, talk to Dr. Quentin Lester over at Hilltop Dental. And if you're doing a story about real estate, talk to, you know, Michael Roberts from Roberts Realty. Just making sure that it's balanced and it's fair and having those contacts. And even here at CCO, you know, my friend Dan Cook, who's a fellow producer, you know, would, you know, call me and say, hey, do you know somebody who is a real estate agent, or do you know a dentist, or do you have any contacts, you know, with this person or that person? Because they're trying to make sure that, you know, things line up and things are fair. But it doesn't happen unless you have people in that particular newsroom who look different than everybody else in that particular newsroom.
Like the variety of story ideas as well as those sources, because, you know, Black people do not have to be used only when the story is about diversity. So as mm-hmm. you're mentioning, we are experts in every field. So to be able to have, as you mentioned, whether it's a Black dentist or it's a Black banker, financial analyst, just to help supplement the story. Again, we could maybe come from it from an angle that other people didn't think about or didn't understand. Because you have the diversity in the experts who we were featuring in the story, but also just in general, just to show other Americans. You know how many Black Americans will say, I didn't know that I could be anything other than X profession because I never saw anyone who looked like me. And so mm-hmm. to be able to, there's so many different positive reasons to have the coverage for the Black community as well as those sources who are people of color in the stories as well, and to be able to increase the number of journalists who are, whether they're Asian, they're Black, Latino, is highly important. But where we're focusing, we partner with the Asian American Journalists Association. We partner with Society of Professional Journalists, you know, for the bowling event, for fundraisers. We support each other in their fundraisers as well. But it's highly important to increase the number of diverse journalists.
And I am so grateful for this event, National Association of Black Journalists Minnesota annual bowling fundraiser, Wednesday, November 20th from 5:30 to 8 at Park Tavern. You got to tell me, can people just show up? Should they go somewhere and sign up? If they can't come and they just want to make a donation, how can they get more information?
Yes, absolutely. We take, you can sign up, preferably sign up, because Park Tavern needs to know how many lanes they have reserved for us. So I have to get back to them on that. We have a Facebook page, so the Twin Cities Black Journalist Facebook page, where you can sign up for the bowling there. There's a link provided that takes you to a form to be able to register as an individual or register as a team of five. Mm-hmm. And you can definitely show up in person as well. It's $30 as an individual. If you pay in person, it's $40. A person. And again, you're also supporting Park Tavern. We know how much Park Tavern also went through an issue, yeah. You know, this summer with the loss of staff and customers. So we really want to support them as well for always letting us come with our bowling event. So go to our Facebook page, Twin Cities Black Journalists Facebook page, to register for this event, and donations also can be made through that same link. You can just check, you're not able to attend but would like to donate. You can also go to tcblackjournalist.org for our donation page as well.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show, for shining a light on this topic, and for investing in the future of journalism. You know, we always love to have you. So anytime something is going on, if I got a light, you got a light. So come on back.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Yeah, thank you so much, Shaletta.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.